CFTC sues New York to block state action against Coinbase and Gemini. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission sued New York on Friday in Manhattan federal court, accusing the state of overstepping its authority by going after Coinbase Financial Markets and Gemini Titan for their prediction market businesses. The complaint asks the court to declare that state laws are preempted by federal jurisdiction over commodity derivatives and to permanently block New York from investigating or enforcing the challenge provisions. Reuters reported the filing, with Bloomberg Law and CoinDesk confirming the procedural details. The trigger was New York Attorney General Letitia James, who filed her own suit against Coinbase and Gemini on April 21st, alleging that their event contract products amount to unlicensed gambling under New York law. The CFTC's complaint says that argument intrudes on the exclusive federal scheme Congress designed to regulate derivatives, including event contracts that pay out based on real-world outcomes. Selig's fourth state in 4 months, CFTC Chairman Mike Selig has made federal preemption his signature project since taking over the agency 4 months ago. New York is the fourth state his agency has sued on the same theory. Arizona, Connecticut, and Illinois were the first three, all over state-level enforcement actions targeting prediction market operators. Selig's argument is straightforward. The Commodity Exchange Act gives the CFTC exclusive jurisdiction over designated contract markets, and event contracts traded on those venues fall inside that perimeter. If states can carve out their own gambling exceptions, the federal regime breaks down. The pattern of suits is meant to force a clean court ruling before more states pile on. What's different about New York? New York's case is the most consequential of the four because of who it names. Coinbase and Gemini are not pure prediction market venues like Polymarket or Kalshi. They are top-tier U.S. exchanges with custody, spot trading, and consumer card programs. And Letitia James has a long record of going after crypto firms aggressively. A win for New York would not just block prediction markets in the state, it would establish a template other state AGs could copy against any CFTC-regulated event contract product offered by a major exchange. The Manhattan federal court venue also matters. The Southern District of New York is one of the most active courts for financial regulation cases, and any ruling there carries weight beyond the state. A clear preemption ruling for the CFTC would shut down the state-by-state attack pattern that has slowed prediction market expansion since 2024. Crypto markets sit still. Crypto prices barely moved on the news. Bitcoin trades at $77,560, down 0.8% on the day. Ethereum sits at $2,320 and Solana at $86.30, both close to flat. The Fear and Greed Index reads 44 neutral. Markets that already priced in continued regulatory friction did not flinch on a procedural filing in a jurisdictional fight that will take months to resolve. The market reaction is telling. The story matters for the structure of U.S. crypto regulation, but it does not change anyone's near-term P&L. Coinbase and Gemini will keep operating their prediction market products in states where they can. The legal fight runs on its own timeline. Why the outcome matters for card issuers. Most readers will not trade event contracts. The reason this case is worth tracking anyway is that it tests whether federal preemption holds in crypto-adjacent products. The same question applies to stablecoins, money transmission rules, and exchange licensing. A clean CFTC win in New York would strengthen federal preemption arguments across the regulatory map. A loss would invite every state AG to test their own authority over CFTC-registered firms. For users of Coinbase and Gemini cards, the more immediate risk is collateral. State enforcement actions against an exchange's derivatives arm can spill into restrictions on its other products. New York has already used licensing leverage to push exchanges into specific behaviors, and a loss in the prediction market case would not necessarily extend to card programs, but it would not help either.